Welcome to today's Harvest Academy. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the beginning of the Iowa legislative session for 2022. Iowa State Legislature session here beginning. Talking with Iowa State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator Garrett, thank you very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what your constituents can expect this session, at least from your part. I know lots of goals you want to accomplish and things that you'll be pushing for in committees that you're going to be serving on.
Yes, we convene Monday, January 10th, and I'm looking forward to the session. I serve on some fairly key committees, in my opinion anyway. I enjoy being on them. One of the committees, the most critical ones, is the Appropriations Committee. There's been a lot of discussion about our budget and our surplus and so on. We have had surpluses the last several years, the last 4 or 5 years anyway. And some of that is because of the fact that we have been very cautious and I would say responsible in our budgeting. We haven't spent right up to the limit, and I think that's a good policy. I've advocated for that all along because you never know what may come up during the year, and so if you spend right up to the limit, you're running the risk of coming up short on your funds. And when we were not in control of the Senate, that happened to us here several years ago, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to have to make cuts in the middle of the fiscal year. So if you're cautious and responsible, I think that's the best policy. So that's one of the major committees that I'm on, and I'm also the chair of one of the subcommittees of the Appropriations Committee, and that has to do with things to do with law and justice and law enforcement and so on. We fund the courts and the prisons and the highway patrol, public safety department, attorney general, most everything that has to do with law and public safety goes through our subcommittee. Actually, the Appropriations Committee is divided into several subcommittees, and that's one of the major ones, and I have the honor of chairing that committee. And so that'll be something we'll come up with, responsible and but fair and reasonable appropriations so that our different agencies can do their job. My opinion, public safety and law enforcement's probably the most important function that government has, because if you aren't safe when you're out working and playing and so on, the other things don't matter a whole lot. That's number one. You've got to have safety and security when you go about your business. So that's a big one. I'm also on the Judiciary Committee. Judiciary is probably the busiest committee. I'm vice chair of that committee, and we handle dozens and dozens and dozens of bills every year. We do all kinds of things having to do with, again, law enforcement and things having to do with judicial matters and so on. And that's a big one. We do a lot there. I'm on the Human Resources Committee. That has to do, obviously, with the biggest thing is Medicaid and public health. And that's always a big issue. It's the second biggest part of our budget after education. So that'll be a big one. Education is always big. I'm not on the Education Committee, but I'm very interested in it. And that will be one of the first things we will tackle on the Appropriations Committee, will be getting funding set up for our particularly K through 12 for the next fiscal year. So those are some of the things that we're going to be working on. I'm not on the Ways and Means Committee, which works on tax matters. But that's going to be a big issue this year, too. And there are a lot of our members are interested in cutting taxes back a little further. We had a big surplus this year, and it's helpful for the economy. If you can lower the cost of doing business, then that makes it easier for people who are in business to do business, and then it helps in employment too. If the other costs are lower, then businesses can hire more employees and produce more goods and services. So I know that's going to be a big issue, and again, why I'm interested in, although I don't serve on that particular committee. So those are some of the things that we're going to be working on this year, and there'll undoubtedly be others too, but I would say those are some of the ones that just come to mind as high-profile issues that'll be coming up. Parents are interested in what's going on in their schools, I think more so than they have been. They've seen things that they just haven't liked in terms of school policies, and of course a lot of controversy over the vaccinations and masks and that sort of thing, and we'll probably be talking about those issues again too.
Thanks to Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk in Eola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.